This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Venaria, VenariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VenariaDental.com. By the way, that earlier today we showed you a clip of a video of a man holding a woman at a Coldplay concert. Turned out that when they went to that couple and they both jumped out of the way, and the lead singer of Coldplay said, well, they're either camera shy or they're having an affair. Well, they were having an affair. And this the CEO of the company, this astronomy company, who's worth $70 million, by the way, who was caught with his gumata, who happens to be the head of HR, has put out a statement apologizing to his family and the team at Astronomer, but then goes on to basically blame Coldplay by saying, I want to express how troubling it is that what should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle. As a friend once sang, lights will guide you home and ignite your bones, and I will try to fix you. So he's blaming Coldplay for getting caught cheating on his wife at a concert in a suite, a corporate suite, because they had the audacity to pander them during the concert. That might be one of the lamest things I have ever read in my life. To go on to apologize to his wife and family and the team, you deserve better, but it's really Coldplay's fault. And that's what you get for being a Coldplay fan when you're a grown man. Anyway, so the Democrats are now threatening to block the vote on the confirmation of the rescissions package, the $9 billion in cuts for things like NPR and PBS. You're going to try to force a vote on releasing the Epstein files. And Hakeem Jeffries is now queuing up that he may go for a stem winder tonight, a very long, boring speech. So clearly, this is not going away anytime soon. I want to share this with you as we continue along here. This is kind of funny. Shane Gillis yesterday hosting the ESPYs, and I like the fact that, you know, we can make jokes again and we can be politically incorrect again. It makes me happy. It's a good thing. It makes me very, very happy. I know that the guys talked about this today with Jimmy Fallon on the morning show, but since I'll be back on Jimmy's show, shameless plug coming up on the 26th. Figured, why not? Here's a little of Shane Gillis yesterday. This is actually making him a Jeffrey Epstein joke at the ESPYs, because ESPN, you know, has been accused of being woke for all these years. They're owned by Disney. Cut 21.
Donald Trump wants to stage a UFC fight on the White House lawn. The last time he staged a fight in D.C., Mike Pence almost died. All right. You don't have to do that. It was fine. I didn't write it. Actually, there was supposed to be an Epstein joke here, but as it got deleted. Must have probably deleted itself, right? Probably never existed, actually. Let's move on as a country and ignore that.
Then he said this joke is pretty good, too. Joe Rogan, cut 22.
Joe Rogan actually wanted me to be here to host this award show so that I could capture Adam Silver because Joe thinks he's an alien. And Donald Trump wanted me to be here to capture Juan Soto for the same reason. It's an alien joke. Wait, who booed up there, dude? Shut up.
Always good to make the crowd cringe. By the way, speaking of cringe, Hunter Biden has denied involvement in his father's administration, saying that he stayed as far away from the White House as I could. That's what he's now claiming. Hunter Biden is now claiming that he had nothing to do with his dad's White House. Do you believe that? No, I don't believe that. Biden White House officials, more of them are going to testify now, and some of them have agreed to, including Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House fembot. So we'll upload her programming and we'll see what she says. But the question is Hunter saying this now? Because we were all told he was he and Dr. You have to say that by law, Dr. Joe Biden were basically running the show here. Now he's saying he had no involvement in this. This is cut 30. Cut 30.
I think Joe Biden was involved in some cover-up. Do you think Jake Tapper's telling the truth when he says that I was the acting chief of staff of the president? I was in that White House 12 days over the course of the last 2 years of the administration. Clearly, because I had other things going on. Okay? You ask one person to go on the record that would ever tell you that I was in any way making a single decision about anything in that White House. I stayed as far away as I possibly could, which, by the way, broke my heart.
Nobody believes that. Nobody believes that at all. And hopefully the truth will come out. I really, 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 really hope that that is the case. So that would be great if we can get some answers. All right. Long form interview coming up. This could be great. Former Delta Force Special Forces actor in the hit show Navy SEALs. This is going to be a great one. We sat down. We talked for 40 minutes. And it's rare that I do these long-form interviews on the show, but I wanted to bring this one to you. You're going to love it. We talk about a lot of different things in this. Before I do that, I want to thank my friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May for being such great sponsors and remind you it's not too late to book your summer vacation. You have time. And also, you should start thinking about your fall vacation plans, too. And you should also think about the fact that we're going to be there live on August 15th. The Grand Hotel is the perfect place to make your summer vacation plans. It's a beautiful place with two pools, indoor pool, outdoor pool, and the best place to have weddings and bachelorette parties and family reunions, corporate events. My friend Caitlin will help you plan a very special event. And when you stay at the Grand Hotel, you get resort credits that you can use right on site, right on property at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. So all you got to do to make your reservation is go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com. All right? GrandHotelCapeMay.com and do that now before all the best rooms are gone. And make sure you make your reservation at my happy place, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. And don't forget, 2 weeks from today, Politics and Pints with Giano Caldwell. Get your tickets now before they sell out. 1210WPHT.com. That's where you want to go right now. 1210WPHT.com. Here we go. Take a listen.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Joining me today, this is really, I'm excited for this book, Forged in Chaos, A Warrior's Origin Story by Tyler Gray. Forged in Chaos, Shattered in Peace, What Happens When the War Doesn't End. It just moves inside your head. And joining me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD is the author himself, a true American hero. Tyler, thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, man, your story is amazing. You, a star of SEAL Team, a former Delta Force operator. So that's two different special forces teams that you were a part of?
Well, yes and no. You know, the one was in the actual military and then one was on TV. So it's kind of, you know, I was in the Army Special Operations and then I played the Navy SEAL on TV for 8 years. So yeah. It's kind of a funny contrast, but no matter how many times I tell people I was not a Navy SEAL, I still get kids, you know, asking me how Buds was, you know, on Instagram or whatever. So, you know, at this point, I'm just, you know, no matter how many times you say something, sometimes the message, the wires are going to get crossed. But yeah, it was two things I wanted to do as a kid was, you know, be in the military special operations and then work in entertainment. And when I got injured and one, the, you know, military career ended, then I jumped to the second one and basically wanted to tell, as I tell people all the time, you know, Hollywood is going to make, you know, military stories. They're going to make veteran stories, whether we care or not. And so for me, since those stories are going to be made, I would rather have something to do with them and trying to get them to portray us as authentically as possible than not have us involved and, you know, not have someone who really understands that world help them with it.
Yeah, man. Well, I mean, you're a star and this show's a huge hit, a massive success. And it's 8 years that you were on there. That's tremendous. So congratulations. And I think the first question that everybody wants to know is how did you get into the entertainment business after you left the military? How did you make that transition?
I went out, you know, I moved to out to L.A. and I didn't know literally anyone at all. I didn't have any experience in film. That being said, I did have, quite frankly, a very deep passion for storytelling and filmmaking. So it's like I tell people all the time, you know, there's a misconception that you can do anything. And I would say that's not true. You can only do something that you truly are passionate about. Mm. If you're not passionate about something, I'm sorry, you can't do it. You know what I mean? It's just that passion is a prerequisite to, and that passion in many times can surpass skill. Yeah. You know, we see how much innate talent do we see go nowhere because they didn't really put in the passion to do something with it. So I was very passionate about it and I went out there and I just started, you know, trying to throw my hat in the ring and get any opportunity I could. And it, you know, it was a 10-ish year process of doing any job I could, helping anyone I could until I was actually working in the street full time.
How many times did people, or did you yourself think, what am I doing here? Am I crazy? Did you ever want to give up? Or are you not that kind of guy? Because you have that warrior ethos of like, I'm going to get there. I'm going to succeed.
Yeah. I mean, I think it was a combination of kind of what you just said, combined with the thing I said a minute ago, which is because of my passion to do it. I wasn't doing it because I wanted, I wasn't doing it for the, money, fame, all those different things. I was doing it because I truly love storytelling. And so for me, quitting was never, it was never even really an option that I thought
that.
Of because I wasn't doing it. Here's a better way to say it. I was doing it for the love of the work, not the love of the results of the work.
No, I hear you, man. I think it's great that anybody who takes a risk like that in life and then pursues it and then doesn't give up and then achieves it is just, it's remarkable. And it's such an American story. Similar to how I got into radio, it's the same thing. I mean, for years I would take any guest host opportunity I could, weekends, nights, whatever I possibly could do, to get there. And I think you have to remove doubt from your mind, and you can't let the doubt of you know, because there's always going to be people say you're not going to make it, you're crazy, even looking at the odds, right? I mean, look at the odds.
Yeah.
Like if you would have said, what are the odds you're going to wind up on a major successful TV show for 8 years? They would have said it's $1 billion to 1, right, Tyler? You've got a better chance of winning the lottery.
Yeah, not only that, but I never went to acting school. I never went to acting class. So it's like, you're going to be an actor on a network TV show. Never in a million years. And to be honest, those people would have been right. They would have, kind of the mistake that we all see is like those people that, would tell me that were trying to help. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not like they were trying to hurt me. You know, they were trying to help because, yes, the odds are highly unlikely. And yet for anything that is difficult to do, the odds by definition are against you. And what we just have to accept is as I say to people, once you truly have a passion, you will never, never look back and regret pursuing a passion. Ever.
Yes,
I just don't think it's possible. And I think the problem with the world today is people, like if you look at a blanket statement and this is a blanket statement of what I think is wrong with the world today, and that'll directly tie into what we just said. And that is somehow, it didn't used to be this way, but now all opinions are given equal weight. You must respect everyone's opinion. And so, and I don't agree with that. I think some opinions are better than others. If your opinion is based on experience, then highly more than likely it's a better, more accurate opinion than someone whose opinion is not based on experience. And so when we start giving equal weight to all opinions, we start allowing others to their opinions to start dictating our choices. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we make a serious, serious mistake, because others' opinions should almost never, in my opinion, dictate our choices. If you have a direction you want to go, then go that way. Don't let anyone stop you. Even people, quite frankly, that may be trying to help you, you should be doing this, it doesn't matter, because at the end of the day, if you don't pursue it, you'll always look back and regret that you allowed somebody else to talk you out of a dream.
That's 100% true. I think it's so wise. And also, we live in an era where now everybody who has an opinion can express that opinion and 100%. Think they're doing so with authority, right? Because they can do it with on a platform. Yep. And so they think their opinion matters. And so I think what you just said, Tyler, matters so much because of that exact point of we live in an age where everybody, you say it nicely, some opinions matter more than others, but there's that old saying, everybody has two things, right? Opinions and a blank, and most of them stink, right? I want to talk about, your acting career amazes me. I used to dream of being an actor at one point. So, I mean, for you to make it in that is amazing, but also, of course, your military career and why you wrote the book. And so I want to talk about that as well. And A Warrior's Origin Story, this is Forged in Chaos, is the book. Tyler Gray is my guest. He's a star and he's a hero, and it's just an honor honor to have him on the show. A Delta Force operator, master of counterterrorism, hunted the worst bullies on the world's playground, high-value targets, bomb makers, warlords, executing covert missions that never made the news. I mean, amazing. And then you have this incredibly successful acting career on a major hit network show, and now you write the book. So what made you write the book?
So what really inspired the book, it's been something I've been working on for probably over 15 years at this point. But, you know, I was told many years, well, around 15 years ago, that I was having problems. I went in, you know, I experienced about a 4-year recovery from I was injured in Baghdad. And everyone kept saying the problem I had was PTSD. It's 4 letters that, you know, somehow they think summarizes, you know, a vast, complex array of issues. And it just never fit with, it just never felt right to me. And so I started going, okay, well, what if it's not that? It doesn't feel right to me. And I started looking for some explanation that felt right. And again, that was a 15-year journey. And once I had found explanations that I felt fit right, then I tested, well, okay, what would the solutions for those be? Once I tested those and they started to work in my life, then at that point, I absolutely knew that the next step was I had to put all this into a book and put it out there to essentially, hopefully the book could be a light in the dark, you know, for those that are in the dark now, like I was for so many years.
Do you think that the book is would help people who have not been in combat but are dealing with trauma?
100%. So the book, you know, when me and my co-author started writing it, it was, you know, from a veteran perspective, kind of about veterans, for lack of a better term. And then as we went, we're like, oh, wait a minute, this, I'm calling it like a template, the Forged in Chaos template. Or then it was like, well, wait, this applies to first responders. It's the same behavior pattern. Then when we got further in, then we realized, oh my gosh, this template, this pattern, this cause and effect is the exact same for anyone that has a what we're calling a chaotic or traumatic baseline. And what do I mean by that? If you were, you know, forged in chaos, which means you grew up in a very chaotic event or a very chaotic childhood environment, then this, all of us that were raised in that environment have very, very, very similar, not just life experiences, but a pattern on how we've reacted to that, that core experience. And it doesn't matter if you ever put on a uniform. It doesn't matter if you ever did, you know, any job, you know, military, first responder, it's the same pattern over and over, whether you're a professional athlete, a CEO, or, you know, someone working IT, in a company. So absolutely any and everyone or if you even didn't experience yourself, but you are the loved one or a family member of someone that did, it will help those people understand their loved ones, friends, or family better than maybe they did before.
Yeah, that's amazing to hear, because I mean, I know people that struggle with trauma. They're dealing with it, and everybody has their own way of handling it. But I think the key thing is you have to deal with it, right?
Yeah. So, you know, the reason that we use the forged in chaos instead of the word trauma, is a couple reasons, but primarily you kind of just said it. Trauma is a very, very, very subjective term.
Fair,
you know, what
yeah.
is traumatic for one person is not traumatic for the other and vice versa. And so we really use the word chaos because what a lot of people don't realize is chaos to a child is trauma.
Mm-hmm.
That lack of stability, that lack of being able to count on something, that lack of safety is traumatic to a child. And so one of the mistakes that a lot of us are making as adults is we're looking back at our childhood and going, oh, that wasn't traumatic. Yeah, we moved every 6 months as a kid, but my parents were good people. It wasn't traumatic. And I have no doubt their parents were great people. But what we don't realize as an adult is moving every 6 months is massively traumatic to a child.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? Because
yeah.
they're changing their environments every 6 months, their friends, everything they know and understand changes. And so it really helped us when we look back at those environments through the lens of, you know, seeing chaos as trauma, and kind of remove the subjectivity to it that we have as adults.
I like that. And I think chaos, because chaos, I mean, you could have parents that fought all the time, right? And you were raised in that chaotic 100%. Environment. You could have 100%. Had, I mean, in my case, with my ADD, I had teachers that would put me down, you know, relentlessly. Chaos, right? That's chaos, dealing with that. So then I guess I'll reframe my question then, Tyler. How important is it to address that chaos? Because how much of that, especially early in life, follows us into adulthood? And if we experience chaos as an adult and we don't deal with it, how much of that nags at us?
It will dictate your life until you deal with it. And let me give you one other thing. It's going to be a bold statement, and I'm going to get people that will attack this, but that's fine. It's not really up to debate for me at this point. I don't think ADD or ADHD is what they say it is. I don't think it has. It's not what they think. What you just described, ADD, ADHD is the side effect from a chaotic childhood. Mm-hmm. It's not a brain chemistry issue. It's not this. It doesn't get fixed by Ritalin and essentially, you know, pharmaceutical grade meth. It is a natural reaction to a chaotic environment. Why are you chaotic? ADD, ADD, ADHD is you are chaotic because chaos is your homeostasis. That's what it is. And we're being told that it's fixable with drugs because you have a chemical imbalance. But the reality is, yeah, did the drugs help while you're on them? Yes. But those are treating the symptoms. They're never curing the disease. And to your point, until we look at what the actual disease is, which is the chaos or trauma caused as a child, until you address that, you will never cure the disease. You will only be treating symptoms, and it will always be present and dictating almost every choice in your life, like it was mine for so many years.
Well, I agree with you 100%. I do. I think that the problem in our society today, and I think most people agree with this, is the answer to everything is take a pill, right?
100%. 100%.
Take a pill and just dull the symptoms of the chaos you're dealing with, right? Yeah.
Yeah, numb. Yeah, numb it.
But that doesn't help, because you're still being held back. You're still being held back by something. I mean, you were able to overcome. So this idea of PTSD, which they say you had from your experiences in special forces in combat, but you didn't let it stop you. So how did you not let that stop you and make it in Hollywood? Again, defying the odds, and until you, because you didn't confront it right away, you said, right?
Oh, no, definitely not. So to your point, you know, PTSD, PTSD, what's the first word? Post-traumatic stress disorder, right? Mm-hmm. So one of the problems I had with post-traumatic stress disorder is that the first word post assumes a pre-traumatic stress baseline. You can't have post-traumatic stress disorder until you have pre-traumatic stress non-disorder.
Right. Right.
And what I eventually realized is I'm not capable of PTSD because I never had a pre-traumatic stress baseline. I was born in a chaotic environment. Chaos was my homeostasis. Chaos was my normal. Mm-hmm. I never knew a non-traumatic, I never knew safety as a kid. My nervous system never knew it. And so what I developed was a concept called LTSD. LTSD essentially describes chaos addiction, which is I have lack of traumatic stress disorder. Because chaos, when the environment is chaotic, my mind is calm. Why? Because as a child, my brain had to rewire itself to survive, to normalize chaos. So when chaos was in the environment, that was so normal to me that I was calm. However, when the environment was calm, when my parents weren't fighting, my dad, who was an alcoholic, wasn't at home, then things would be maybe calm, and then I would have massive anxiety. And because that's not what I was used to. And so how did I calm myself? Simple. I would have to create chaos in the environment again to bring my mind back to its homeostasis or default state. That concept has changed my life, and it's changed the life of a lot of people that I've worked with and, talked to about it over the years now. And the misconception that I had when I came up with the idea for years, to the point that you just made, is I thought that that LTSD, I knew the truth of it, but I thought it started in training. I thought it started in combat. And it took me years. It was one moment that I detail in the book that I realized, oh my gosh, I was around about 150-ish vets, all with different problems. And we all had the same childhood. We all grew up in a chaotic environment. And that's when the switch flipped and I went, oh man, it started in childhood. It didn't start in military training or combat. It started in childhood. And not only did it start in childhood, but we then seek those jobs with chaos built in because that's what we're designed for.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You recreate the chaos. It's you recreate the, because again, to the homeostasis, you're trying to, your body's always trying to get back to that regular state, right? So
always,
if it's comfort is what you're seeking then, and you create what everybody would perceive as lack of comfort, but that's comforting to you. I mean, that's essentially awesome. It. I think it's a brilliant, 100%. It's a really brilliant concept. And I can't over, I can't overstress the effect that our subconscious mind has on all this, right, Tyler? Because I've been reading more and more about that. And that's why I think your book is coming out at the perfect time right now. And again, the book is Forged in Chaos, A Warrior's Origin Story. And this is, I think, one of the most consequential, I hate to say self-help. I don't want to kind of put it in that category, but
I'm with you.
You know what I mean? Like I really, yeah, I think this is a personal growth and way to overcome things. Yep. I mean, this is Tyler Gray, who's a Delta Force operator and SEAL team actor. And you know what I love too, is that one of the guys who I respect, and I've had the privilege of being with him in public, doing an event with him, which I'd love to do with you at some point too, is Jack Carr.
Oh yeah, yeah, and, great, yeah, great guy, yeah.
And this is what Jack said about your book. He said, "Raw and unfiltered, a gut punch of hard-earned wisdom delivered by a warrior who has lived it." That's Jack Carr, our man, my man. I mean, he's great. And so he's mentioned you before to me. He's mentioned because he loves your show. He loves Navy SEAL and he thinks it's one of the best, most accurate depictions that Hollywood's ever done. So I remember having that conversation with him about you specifically a couple months ago when he was on my show, because I was asking him about when he's working on the Terminalist show and how do you make it realistic? And he said that your show was one of the inspirations for that, actually.
Yeah. When he was starting Terminalist up, you know, when it was cranking up, I think we were in season, I don't know, five, something like that. And I talked to him a bit and some of the other Jared Shaw and the guys involved and, you know, just gave them, you know, my two, you know, here's what helped me, you know, or here's the mistakes, quite frankly, that I made that, you know, try and avoid, don't fall in these pitfalls that I did. And then they've done a great job of kind of, you know, yes, maybe, you know, our show came out first, so they were able to take some inspiration from it, but they've really taken it, and especially with this new one, I forget the name, but the prequel
I
can't think of the doggone name of it, but it looks really looks great. So they've, you know, Jack and the whole team, Jared and everyone's done a great job on kind of you know, when we stopped filming, they've kind of picked up the torch and are carrying it even further. So that's amazing.
Dark Wolf.
I knew it was Dark something.
Yeah. Ben Edwards' journey from Navy SEAL to CIA operative. That's coming out.
So that'd be great. So. Taylor Kitsch. Again, great cast, great crew. And I'm very excited for that one to see that one, considering what they did with Terminalist.
So getting back to you, Tyler Gray, and your book and the subconscious mind, right? And the thing that talking about there, because it's really important to understand how this chaos follows you and gets into your thoughts, and it may not even be conscious. You know, like I always think about, you're driving a car, you're not consciously thinking about driving, right?
Yeah.
And there's so many of our subconscious thoughts that drive us throughout the day. And if those thoughts are chaotic, then you're not going to be living to your full potential. You're not going to be living your best life.
In my personal experience, especially something that I did recently with a certain psychedelic that I did, I don't think we have any clue currently how powerful the subconscious mind is. When I saw what the subconscious mind was doing, for lack of a better term, on its own, without any conscious awareness whatsoever, it truly shocked me. I mean, it shocked me to the point where it changed my entire perspective, really, on life in general. Our subconscious mind is, I would say, more intelligent than our conscious mind to a degree that is hard to fathom. And it's hard to explain the whole setup, but you can't. And people talk about the power of the subconscious mind, but in my recent experience, it was far, far, far greater than I even assumed. And therefore, to your point, it couldn't be more critical to do the things to try and reprogram and try and take some level of awareness of your subconscious. For instance, how do you talk to yourself? That's a major one. And I'll say very briefly, one of the results of a chaotic childhood is a fundamental lack of self-worth. And that lack of self-worth comes from children think they're responsible for their environments. So when you grow up in a bad environment, the child goes, I'm responsible for the environment. I must be bad. That's why it's bad. Therefore, they feel that they don't have value. And that leads to a lot of negative self-talk, a lot of negative self-opinions, a lot of negative core beliefs. And until you change and address and change those negative core beliefs and that negative self-talk, it will continue to guide your life and your decisions generally subconsciously, and you won't even be aware that it's happening. And that, I went through that for years, and it really takes you digging into your subconscious to try and reframe that code, that written code that's kind of stuck in there in your startup, you know, in your startup, in your computer program. You need to address that code.
You know what's amazing, Tyler, is that it's like I remember years ago, there were books that were written, like Napoleon Hill, Think and Grow Rich, right?
And
Norman Vincent Peale's book on power positive thinking. And back then, some of that stuff was kind of dismissed as, but they were talking about the subconscious mind. Now, we can quantify that with where they can actually show how the brain lights up. They can show how it really is real. These guys were so ahead of their time writing this stuff in the 1940s and 50s, right?
Now
science has caught up with us in terms of this. And to think about when you wake up in the morning, the first thoughts that come into your head, right? The very first thoughts that come into your head, that is the stuff that we're probably talking about here. Some of the chaos that you went through in your childhood, for example, and how people talked to you and how people dealt with you. And then that is still there. So you gotta fight it. You gotta conquer it. So now you didn't just write this book as an origin story. I mean, you wrote this book to help people be able to deal with that and overcome that. So I think what I love about this, man, is I love that this is a new way of thinking about it. And you've created a system here. It's not just simply telling a story, right? You've created this system.
Yes, correct. To your point that you said earlier, 3/4-ish of the book is, you know, an autobiography. It's my story, kind of how I figured out things in my life, et cetera. And then the last fourth is the self-help portion that is, you know, how to solve kind of the problem, how I solved the problems that I show and brought up, and then how, you know, you can do that as well. The other thing that I was going to say to your point is that I'm at the point where I feel that instinct is always going to lead science. And I think the problem is that most people feel that it's the other way around, that the science will prove something, you know, the science will then go, hey, this is true. But that's not, in my experience, how it works. Instinct leads to then going, oh, wait a minute, let's test that instinct. So if you look at, like, you know, Einstein, obviously a very popular one, relativity, there wasn't the science to prove a lot of the theory of relativity for decades, but it was Einstein's instinct that this was right. This was, you know, he was like, from what I'm seeing, this is the way it is. And then later they're like, oh man, yes, we can prove this and we can prove that. And I think everything in science is led with instinct. And so for me, this was just everything that I put in this book is really based on, it's just what I've seen. It's based on my experience. It's based on, these are instinctual things that describe how it actually felt for me. And I think, you know, more and more and more, we're going to see the science backing up these things that have started on instinct, just like the power of the subconscious mind and positive thinking.
Well, it's like, to that point, Tyler, if you had gone and chased after your dream of becoming an actor, after you served our country in the military, after you saw combat, after you were a special forces member, if you didn't believe it, if you didn't have the passion, you say it's passion, 100%. Right? You could also say it's belief. Yeah. It's if you had allowed the doubt to be there, you would not have made it, because of the fact that there's these people that say, well, be a realist, right? Be a realist and don't follow something, don't do something, because, or be a realist and just take your pill. And that's how you'll be better. Yeah. That's how you'll be happy, right? Be a realist. Don't confront your issues, or be a realist. Don't pursue that dream or take that chance or ask that girl on a date, whatever it is, right? And so I think that, to the point of science catching up to that, it's what those guys were saying back then, and what we know in our gut instinct and belief, and then following through on that, because the science now shows that, if the mind is committed to something and dedicated to something, you can achieve it. Absolutely, 100%. But you got to believe that first. And I don't think you can unless you're able to clear the chaos. So the fact that you could is amazing and says a lot about you and your character. And obviously that's why, you know, you were a special forces badass and, you know, most of us weren't. But I think that for a lot of people who are right now struggling, or maybe want, they're looking and saying, I know life can be better. I know I can strive for something more, but if the chaos is holding them back, they got to deal with it. They got to overcome it, you know?
Yeah. So the most critical thing that I've found with my own journey is that most people, you talk about, you know, belief, you know, can they do something? You know, you could do it if you believed you could do it. So like The Secret, remember when that movie and book came out, it was all the rage, you know, it was about manifestation. And like when it came out, I thought it was kind of, you know, hokey pokey, whatever. Now I look at it and go, okay, there's something to the power of manifestation. There's no doubt about it. But the book and the movie had a very fatal flaw in my mind that of why it didn't work for so many people. And that is, in the book and the movie, they never address at any point that some people, myself included, have to get over the fact that we first have to believe that we deserve those things.
Yeah.
So it's like you could believe that you could do something, but if you don't first believe that you deserve, you know, to be successful in it, you are always going to self-sabotage and you are always going to, at some level, hold yourself back from that dream, even though maybe you believe that you could do it. If you don't believe that you deserve to do it and deserve to be successful at it, it'll never happen. So that's, to me, the core first belief is that you deserve good things and you deserve to be successful and you deserve to have your dreams come true. Then you can believe that you can make it happen. But it all starts with that first belief about yourself deserving it.
I love this. The book, you're going to get amazing stories about Tyler's work as a Delta Force operator, master of counterterrorism. It's a raw and it's described as an anti-heroic tale. Tyler dissects his life, right? I mean, that's what's amazing, you know, that but I really admire that, man, in so many ways, because this has become such a conversation. And you mentioned earlier psychedelics. I mean, there's we're talking more and more about that for our veterans to be able to deal 100%. With that, right? But I mean, I'm just going to read this one thing here. On what should have been a routine raid, an explosion ripped through the home, shattering more than just flesh and bone. It fractured his identity, stripped of everything that defined him. Tyler reached for chaos, sex, substances, a romance that was either a love worth fighting for or his ultimate kryptonite. But beneath it all, the hunger for chaos never died. He was built for it. Without it, his body rebelled, his mind fractured, and the war turned inward. This book doesn't challenge a narrative. It destroys it, laying bare the cost of being forged in chaos. This isn't a war story. It isn't a tribute to sacrifice or a highlight reel of heroics. It rips the mask off the warrior experience, exposing the truth that most never dare to face. The fight isn't over. And this time the enemy isn't out there. It's within. I mean, holy blank. That is awesome, man.
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's definitely... A lot of people, I think, I want to say this because, you know, a lot of people, you know, Jack Carr used, I think, raw, honest, or I forget the exact word, it was raw something else. And a lot of people have used, oh, this book is very vulnerable. And I don't think it is. I don't feel it is. It wasn't intended to be. What it was intended to be is authentic. And if you look at social media these days, or really the internet in general, but everyone is essentially portraying the best version of themselves. Everyone's putting their best foot forward, filters and AI, and everything's cleaned up and clean and polished. But that's just not who we really are. You know, we're all dirty. We all have our hands dirty, you know, and we're all not as good as that, you know, kind of picture we put up and put forward. And so the book was written as taking, you know, the mask off of, quite frankly, who I thought I was for so long, and going, this is me authentically. This is who I was. This is who I was in the past, who I was at that time, and this is who I want to be. So hopefully, without our mask, we can authentically connect with each other. And once we all have our masks off, the commonality that we all share is struggle. And once we accept that we all struggle in life together, then we can start supporting each other. We can start helping each other, and we can start moving forward as individuals and as a society in understanding our shared struggle rather than our shared false lives that are just not realistic.
Well, listen, man, congratulations.
Thank you so much.
I'm so proud of you, your career, your success. I guess the last question, Tyler Gray, is when they make the movie, are you going to play yourself in the movie?
No, I would definitely. I'll tell you, I did not want to do the audiobook. I wanted to get an actor to read it. But you are an actor.
What are you talking about?
I know. But it just, I don't know. It felt very self-serving to me. I don't know. And finally I had several, there's a lot of self-talk in the book, me talking to me, my subconscious to that point. And so they're like, it would just sound weird coming from someone else. And I was like, oh man, you're right. That would sound weird. So I ended up doing it and it was a very strange experience. So yeah, I am not good enough. I'm not a good enough actor to play myself on a movie. I would need someone much better than me. So
it's fair. That's fair. Yeah, what's next for your acting career?
We'll see. I'm working on something right now that you never know the timing of anything. That's just the way the industry works. But I have two projects in the works right now and we'll see, which ones play out at which time. And then, but a couple things are coming up in the next few months.
Awesome, man. Well, I wish you all the best of luck. And please get the book today, right now. It's on sale. It just came out, brand new. Forge in Chaos, A Warrior's Origin. Tyler Gray, a hero, a success, and an inspiration. God bless, man. This has been one of my most favorite interviews I've ever done. So I really
thank you so much for your service,
for your time, and for your inspiration.
Same. Thank you so much for everything. Appreciate
All right,
it.
Man.
Anytime. Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.